Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Linda Morgan, Chairman, Surface Transportation Board. And joining us in our conversation is Dave Abel, another PwC partner.
Linda, for the board, how do you manage success?
Well, I think, first of all, I look at the timeliness of our resolution of the cases before us. I think that's critically important to all the parties, that we handle their matter expeditiously. I also look at whether we're being fair, we're being professional, and we're being accessible. And I measure that by what I hear from the outside, what I see when I'm watching employees deal with the public, how I conduct myself when I am out talking to people and testifying on the Hill. So I think in terms of success, it's really how we do our business. And are we responsive and are we being professional?
What do you think the regulatory landscape in the United States will look like 10 years from now?
Well, I think the challenge for all regulatory bodies is the same today as it will be 10 years from now, and that is how do you make sure you have the right level of regulatory oversight? Right now we're in one of those periods where there's some unhappiness about how deregulation has worked, whether it's in communications or the electric utility industry or the airline industry. And so when you have those kinds of discussions going on, there's a tendency to start looking broadly at all the regulatory schemes and perhaps determining that we need to make some changes. So I think the challenge is to make sure that you don't make changes that perhaps might not be in the best interest of the public long term, because you're reacting to concerns of today. And I think that's a challenge for all regulation and all regulatory bodies. I think the second challenge for regulatory organizations is taking the statute that the particular organization has and then using it wisely. You know, there are times when regulation is the appropriate response, regulatory oversight is the appropriate response. Sometimes the better response is to bring parties together in the private sector and get them to work out a resolution with the agency encouraging the process. And a lot of what I have done at the board has been really to focus on using my position to encourage private parties to resolve their differences outside of the governmental process, because my own view is that when parties agree to something on their own, they have a vested interest in its success. They feel better about the result because they've been part of it. It's not like somebody has told them this is what's going to happen. And then perhaps they have gotten more out of it for themselves than government could have given them, because government is constrained in response by what its statute allows it to do. So, again, I think the creative use of government is a challenge that I think faces all of us in the regulatory business.
Linda, you have some unique experience closing down the Interstate Commerce Commission, creating the Surface Transportation Board. You have some very interesting lessons learned. What of those lessons learned would you share with the forming Department of Homeland Security as it tries to organize itself?
Well, I guess, first of all, there must be strong leadership through a transition of any kind. So whoever is at the top has a special responsibility to take strong hold of the operations through transition. Because when people are trying to do their job and trying to adjust to a new organizational structure, they can become distracted away from the substance and naturally focused on the organizational change. That's natural. And a leader has to remember that that's going on. And from my own experience, I think just staying in touch with the employees, being clear about what the mission of the new organization is from a substantive perspective, making sure that people are not being distracted unnecessarily by the organizational transition. Make sure you have people who were working on the organizational transition so that the people who should be doing the substance are doing the substance and not being confused by the organizational transition. When we were closing down the ICC and starting up the board, I had one person who had a team of people, a small team, who essentially mapped out the entire transition period, what was going to happen when organizationally. And that was that person's responsibility. No one else was distracted by that. And I made it perfectly clear that that was not their responsibility. Their responsibility was to continue to do the work. So strong leadership, sending a clear message about what the mission of the organization was going to be, a clear organizational authority given to a group of people who would be working specifically on organizational transition. And then finally, making sure you're in touch with all the employees and the outside community so there's not this feeling that you have lost your way in the transitional period.
We hear a lot about the coming wave of government retirements and the expected impact it might have on federal agencies. And I'm curious what kind of challenges this presents to the board. As you were describing the adjudication process and the body of knowledge people must know to really be good at their job, I couldn't help but think that a lot of that is sort of on-the-job experience and, gee, I wonder who's coming behind them. So I'm curious as to how this might play out for the board.
Well, I think, first of all, this issue of retirements is probably the biggest challenge that the government as a whole faces. So the board is not unique in that challenge. I will say the board is unique in a related respect, and that is that when we terminated the ICC and eliminated 50% of the employees at the time of the termination, obviously you lose a lot of younger employees because the way the governmental reduction in force process works, you separate those who have fewer years of service. So what the board has is a lot of senior people. So we are faced with this in a very stark way. What I have been doing for the last couple of years is actually going out and finding employees with the skills that we need to come in and be there before retirements occur. So I go out and I look for a transportation analyst who can come in, work with an existing transportation analyst before that analyst retires so that you have a transition period of sharing of expertise. And I've been working on this now for a couple of years and have been very focused on this because this is a very important part of continuing to make sure we do the job that we're supposed to be doing. In terms of attracting people to government, which I think is the other challenge that we all in government face, what I've tried to do is to make people realize that government service, first of all, is fun service. You get to do a lot of interesting things for the public, and that's a good experience to have, and you need to try your hand at it. Also, a smaller agency can be a very good experience because you get responsibility very quickly, and the way we operate, we're basically like a team rather than layers of bureaucracy. And so you come in and you're immediately part of a team, and you have an important role to play. So recruiting is important, and I focused a lot of energy on that part of it as well.
Let me take you back one more time and ask you about how you go about making decisions. I thought it was interesting when you described the purpose of people appearing before you is because there is a dispute. And Dave asked about customers and what they expect. You also have stakeholders, Congress, other folks, all engaged. How does one weigh all the different points of view around these to come up with a decision?
Well, it is a delicate balancing, but our statute is one of balance. It directs us to balance a lot of different interests. I think the important thing for all parties to remember is that, as far as we're concerned, whatever is filed is important, and it will be given important weight no matter whether you're an individual or a mayor or a member of Congress. You are all parties to us, and you're important parties, and we weigh what you have to say in the balance. Obviously, some cases are more difficult, as I described the one that was challenging. After looking at all that's in the record, you come to the best decision that you can make. And I always know when I come to a decision and make it, why I'm making it, and feel very comfortable with justifying it, which I've had to do on a number of occasions. But it is it's a balancing, and each case is different, and the balancing in each case is different.
Well, Linda, I'm afraid we're out of time. Dave and I want to thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me. I've enjoyed the conversation.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Linda Morgan, Chairman, Surface Transportation Board. Be sure and visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. There you can learn more about our programs and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can also get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Again, that's endowment.pwcglobal.com. This is Paul Lawrence. See you next week.
What did the Internal Revenue Service learn from its Tax Systems Modernization Program? Read a case study about the IRS's experience in one of the latest endowment grant reports by Barry Bozeman entitled Government Management of Information Megatechnology. For a copy of this report, visit our website at endowment.pwcglobal.com or call us at 703-741-1077.